Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Leaders gather at the United Nations Summit on Climate Change.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress.
U.S. President Barack Obama urging world leaders to rise to this moment on Monday, telling them their progress at a U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved. He also alluded to the terrorist attacks of 10 days ago.
We have come to Paris to show our resolve. We offer our condolences to the people of France for the barbaric attacks on this beautiful city. We stand united in solidarity, not only to deliver justice to the terrorist network responsible for those attacks, but to protect our people and uphold the enduring values that keep us strong and keep us free.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. A group of young girls chanting "God is great" as they greet the Pope's motorcade arriving in Bangui in the Central African Republic. Pope Francis is on his way home now, back to the Vatican, ending his first African trip, which took him to 3 countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday afternoon following celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium. Earlier at the main mosque in Bangui, the Pope said Christians and Muslims are brothers. Together we must say no to hatred, to revenge, and to violence, particularly that violence which is perpetrated in the name of a religion or of God himself. This is VOA News. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down a Russian fighter jet last week along the Turkey-Syria border. He told reporters after a meeting with the NATO chief in Brussels that Turkish forces did their duty to protect the country's airspace. Davutoğlu said he hoped Russia would reconsider economic sanctions that President Vladimir Putin announced in response to the incident. A Jerusalem court convicted 2 Israeli youths today for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teen who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The killings were part of the back-and-forth attacks that led to a 50-day war in the Gaza Strip that killed more than 2,200 people, most of them Palestinian civilians. Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with the European Union related to the troubled Israeli-Palestinian peace process to protest an EU move to label products manufactured in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and other Israeli-occupied territories. Sunday's announcement caps weeks of rising diplomatic tensions with the EU. The U.S. has received credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital within the next 2 days. Rising insecurity in Kabul has already forced the U.S. embassy not to allow its personnel to travel by road and instead rely on helicopters. Other foreign diplomatic missions and international aid groups have also taken similar precautions. 2 U.S. senators on Sunday said the U.S. should be a part of a multinational force in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State militants. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both Republicans, told U.S. television from Baghdad Sunday the U.S. must take part in a multinational force that McCain, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says will have 2 key objectives.
First, you have to obviously take out ISIS, but at the same time, you have to establish a no-fly zone, which sends the message to Bashar Assad that he can stop barrel bombing the people and slaughtering innocent civilian men, women, and children, and driving millions into refugee status, which we are trying to cope with now.
Both McCain and Graham suggest the force required may need to be as high as 100,000, but Graham says it would be comprised mostly of regional troops. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The European Union agreed to a multi-billion-dollar deal with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants. Conflicts and instability in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and parts of Africa has forced huge numbers of people to flee their homelands. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.